Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce and present to others the CEO and host of WBSW Radio, the internet station. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe. Sometimes they call him Coach, Brother, the Love Guru. Without further ado, let's introduce the host with the most, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, WBSW Radio, the internet station, has listeners and watchers in 25 countries, including the United States, north of the borders, Canada, and south of the borders, Mexico. Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
My. It's all about telling the truth. This is what the show is going to be all about. We got an awesome title. We're going to talk about dating, socializing, and the communication challenges that you may encounter, especially during the pandemic and coming out of the pandemic. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host, along with my special host and always will be Lisa Levine. She's joining us, and if you can see in the back of me, you can see her live, and she's waving at you. So we're going to make this thing happen tonight. We're going to make it do what it do. So just get ready. Now, we want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then ask for your location. Then you can join the conversation with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith and Ms. Lisa Levine. And we look forward to offering something that may help you relate to dating, socializing, and the communication challenges. We also want you to be able to check us out on the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Along with our email, you can email the show at WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22@gmail.com. Along with Twitter's, and tweet the show at WBSW_Internet_Talk_Radio. Along with an opportunity on Instagram, we have three accounts that we work with, and we're using one of them tonight. Well, we normally have two going, but we're using one of them tonight. We're being broadcast on Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15, and also we're broadcast on Zeta Phi Beta Sigma, Greenville, Alabama, with the number 10. That's our Instagram, along with President Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. You can check us out on each of those internet or social media sites, along with Facebook. That's facebook.com/Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. So you got ways to be a part of. That's why we're so proud to have WBSW Radio operating as a internet station. We have all of these social media sites that you're able to connect with us, and we connect with you. It's all about interaction, and we want you to interact with us as we move forth with our title, Dating, Socializing, and the Communication Challenges. My host, I won't say co-host, I'm going to say host. She's a host just like I am. So we're partners in this. And it's Lisa Levine. Out of that state of Ohio, work the way down south, as far as you can get south, the Florida Peninsula, at the end of the peninsula, I was saying Florida, Boca Raton. But she's been with us on Talking Real to You Prime Time. Now she's a host with me, a partner on Tell the Truth. Lisa, you'd like to share something with those individuals before we get started up. You want to say something?
How are you?
Fine. I'm fine. I just, you know, they want to hear that voice, hear that beautiful voice. Awesome, awesome. I tell you, God has blessed us in many ways, and I'm going to get my volume up so we can make sure we can hear, because, again, we're operating this network, and there's some individuals joining. I'm so excited to see many of those individuals on Facebook. I always call this person my friend, and truly, he's my brother. When I say my brother, he's the brother in Christ, and he was my cohort. We worked together down in Lowndes County. None other. I call him Marquis Stewart, but he's Laquan Stewart, a member of Omega Psi Phi fraternity. He's over in the state of Georgia. Thank you so much, Marquis, for joining us and taking time. You know, I want to make sure I holler at you. Also, Bruce McAllister, thank you for joining us. Carol Davis, taking the opportunity to be a part of this. Carol has been with us and from the beginning of this, of this conception back in 2017, because she was instrumental in bringing me her family guest in regards to one of her cousins who has since transitioned, but talking about that awesome program that her cousin had out of Huntsville, Alabama. Thank you so much, Carol, for so much you do to make sure we're doing what we need to do over here. Thank you. She's also the winner of our trip to Chattanooga. She was able to win that when we pulled a raffle. We're going to have a raffle for some books tonight, and we're going to also have a raffle for a trip. I was talking to one of my sponsors, which is Tri-Stead Consulting Firm, and he's the one that makes a point, Mr. William Scott, who's going to be a guest on the show Monday night, talking about businesses, consulting, government, because he was a mayor as well at one time, and he moved into this business, a young man. He was a mayor young, like 23, 24 years old. So he's going to bring us something on Monday night on Talking Real to You, prime time. So his organization play a part in sponsoring the trip to Atlanta and Orlando. And we're going to wrap off a trip on Monday night going to hot Atlanta, 4 days and three nights. And we're going to pay for the lodging fees each night. We ask you to take care of your amenities as well as your travel there. So we're going to make sure we have given out already this summer two trips to hot Atlanta. And we want to make sure those individuals, that's LaShawn Long won the trip in May, and then we had Jacqueline Davidson won the second trip. We also had a gas, $50 gas voucher that was given. So we give a shout-out to all of those brothers who have time and all those companies that have time to place sponsors here. Talking about Tri-Stat along with WBSW Radio, the internet station, we make sure we make that available by being a mighty strong part of that, along with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated out of Greenville, Alabama, supporting WBSW Radio. So thank you, all of you, for taking part in making sure this actually happened. We give a shout-out to Robert, and I'm going to do my best to say that last name, Shoot Meister, and Lisa. Hey, he said hi, guys. So he's really, thank you, Robert, for joining us, and as well as other individuals that are joining. You can see in the background, Robert. So you know she's trying to make it do what it do, make it happen here. One last thing I want to share with you is that if you want to be a part of the radio giveaway of WBSW, you need to send me, if you have a Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, a Zelle account, any transactional means to my email. That's LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. That's LorenzaD as in David, Smith, SMITH, 15@gmail.com. And we'll make sure we put you in the pot. We're going to raffle it off. We're going to raffle off that, the books. We have several books. We have our own personal books. You know, I got a little get a little pull over here. You know, I had two books. I had my opportunity to write the first book, written in 2017, Education, What Happened to the Passion? And also, Don't Be Scared to Love. They're good. They're age friendly.
Make sure you, copy?
Yes, I will get one to you. You know, we made it big enough so you can read it. And also, Nicole S. Brown, who was a guest on the show, purchased several books. Who Do You Love? And it's Clean Cut by Nicole S. Brown. She has 13 books she had published. This was her 11th book. Since then, she had published two more out of the state of Louisiana. So, Nicole, the Memorization 580 Sorority Incorporated. Then we have our co-host on Monday night show, White Privilege. In the Little Red House by Scarlett Harvey Black, co-host on Talking Real to You Primetime. So we're going to be wrapping those books and off tonight. So we make sure you call, give you a shout out. So if you're online, stay on. So no, I know you got to go do some things, but come back. We got an awesome show planned anyway. Lisa, we're going to talk about dating. But before we do that, I want to say one more thing about our cash, our giveaway. We also give away cash. We will forward you a love offering, I call. Something that I have been told came at the right time. Some people say, yeah, they were $20, $30, $40, $50, but it helped me with lunch. It gave me a couple dollars. So I sent that. So the Cash App, the PayPal, or the Venmo, or Zelle is allowing me not to just put you in for the raffle, but also send you a love offering on the behalf of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. So we're glad to be able to do that. So we're going to continue to move forward and get our show started. Dating, socializing, and communication challenges. We first of all want to really focus, Lisa, on how do we define dating, and some people said, what do dating look like? Before we can address what dating look like, we need to know what are the types of dating. Some people are not sure. So what you have to do to be able to communicate with someone through each of the tiers, what you're looking for. Now, as we move through the show, we're going to talk about why it's so important to start talking early due to the rising cost of dating. And everybody has to realize you have to kind of get these things out early. You know, what we're going to do? Are we going to be here just going through the motion or whatever it is? Are we serious about it? Are we looking for a goal? But we want to first talk about the various types of dating. And I just want to start off by sharing with individuals, people don't realize that there's what we call casual dating. That's the first opportunity, I say, within your tiers of creating a relationship, which is the associate stage. When you meet someone, you may just share your name with them because you was in a meeting together. But they might spark an interest, and it moves to being possibly acquainted. I want to be an acquaintance. I want to know who you are. So, and I'm willing to share with you things to make sure we connect. So it becomes casual. It's just sometimes by, quote, incident. So looking at casual dating is so important because it truly gives you an opportunity to know that this would either be the first date or the last date. This will be where I'm just willing to socialize with you and not carry it, me meeting you and you having a little information. It might be on the job. You might meet someone. And you have to really, really understand dating and what type of dating relationship you want to be in. As I said, casual will be the first one. So we want to think about that for a second. Do we really want to spend our time with the way things are happening now? It has been little bit of a challenge coming from the last 2 years when we went into the pandemic. A lot of things changed. Dating was already having, there were many apps out there. They were having issues. But it came to the point where the apps were being used more. Virtual was being used more.
Right.
And you would, you know, I always tell everybody, Lisa, this story when I talk to them. And when I, this is not about dating so much as about this virtual, this remote aspects of this radio station. I say, the co-hosts I have on the show, I talk with them, we meet, we be on there certain nights of the week, but physically I have never met them. Some people say, how can you do that? I said, that's the power of that technology. Technology allows me to be able to, when we be able to visualize through virtual, we can see each other, but we physically hadn't actually been able to even shake each other's hand. Hadn't been able to do that, but that don't mean we can't have a positive relationship, and that's what it's all about. So when you're talking about dating, where you want to take dating? Do you want to just focus on casual dating? Lisa, you can jump in right there.
Well, I think this has become what we're dating.
Okay.
We are dating on apps. That's just something, but I think that was going on before COVID, and I think from my assessment or my observations of things, one, I can really date on a phone via text message. You know, and I'm guilty. I text a lot because I work a lot. I'm on a lot of calls. Sometimes I don't feel like talking, but neither here nor there. If you are going to go out on a date with someone, word of advice, do not ask the person to come over to their home. Do not ask, you know, over or where do you live? Or, no, you ask them, hey, would you like to meet out? Whether it's for a coffee, whether, you know, if you want to just meet someplace casually, I don't know. But coming over to somebody's house, guys, that doesn't fly with a lot of us. And it's also not sending the right message, unless that's what you're looking for. And if that's what you're looking for, then say that. But in order to date or meet, you got to meet the person. You got to talk to the person. You have to have some common interest. And I don't think right off the bat you should be talking about, like, commitments and you know, things of that nature. Just get to know somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, I think if you look at some of our Facebook, you know, you might know a little bit, but you don't truly know, or our social media, you don't truly know somebody. But I think you have to have connections, too. Example, like you were just saying, like it's you and I, we've never personally met, but we connected, you know, and Scarlett and Dr. O, like we've all connected, and we have good conversations. And I think that's what's missing. People honestly don't know how to communicate. And when they're on a date, or if you want to call it a meeting out, I guess, I don't even know what you call it, to be honest, Dr. Lowe. I mean, I was looking up, there's like six different definitions of what a date is.
Mm-hmm.
You
exactly.
know, and I think if you have an attraction or a connection or a common interest, so you meet out, and if it doesn't work out, okay, you just be honest, really wasn't feeling the connection, you know, it was nice meeting you. You know, I haven't been out in the dating world per se in about 9 years, so, but nothing's changed in my opinion, to be honest with you, not one thing has changed. I think it's gotten worse though with the apps and stuff. But I think you have to, you know, just go out, get to know someone and see if there's a connection or not. If you are not looking, and I don't think a lot of people even know what they're looking for, Dr. Lowe.
Mm-hmm.
I think they think they know.
Exactly.
But they don't actually know. Am I right? Like they think they act like they know, and they'll put up, I guess, a dating profile looking for long-term relationships. They're really not. And if there's something that I've weeded out because I was doing some research on this Facebook dating app thing, is people who drink, that's a red flag, drinkers. You can read through profiles, guys. Like, you can pretty much read through when there's a red flag or if someone's actually serious about meeting you out.
Exactly.
And I've been doing a little research on it before the show, but you really, if you're not looking for a relationship, just say you're not looking for a relationship, because from what I'm reading here, there's about six different types of dating or relationships.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So say what you want, you know, or maybe I'm the type of person, you can tell me straight out, you know, and I'll tell you if that's something I want to be involved with or not, but I think that's the biggest problem is lack of communication, people not hearing one another. There's something missing here.
Exactly.
And there's a high divorce rate right now. I think some people are also seeing, like, the other thing I wanted to say, and I'll let you go, I think there's always something better out there. There's something better out there, and you're going to pass up a good opportunity when you think like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I'm going to blow this person off, or, oh, I'm going to ghost them. That's the word now, ghosting. And don't play games. If you're not interested, then just don't say you're going to call the person back. You know, if you're not going to call back, then don't call back. And don't make an assumption when somebody doesn't get back to you.
Exactly.
For someone like me, sometimes I'm not done until 9 o'clock at night. And I honestly, I don't mean to forget to, I try to get back to everybody in general, but just shoot them another text if you don't hear back. Don't sit there trying to figure out, oh, should I text them? Should I call them? If you want to text or call someone, just call them. I mean, what's the date? You know, I don't know. I look at this differently. I just don't think playing games is really
awesome.
And that's what a lot of what goes on. So I'm going to let you jump in and get your opinion on that.
Exactly. Now, when we were talking about dating, and Lisa shared some things that can, you know, we look at everything in a nutshell, but when we were talking about a type of dating, there are many types of dating, but you got to be aware of what you're looking for and what
right.
you want out of the situation. First of all, now, there are some people out there who do duty dating, and some people may ask, what is duty dating is when you're practicing dating
right.
skills, and you will run across some people that working on skills because they may have had some bad experience, and through their healing process, they managed to get to the point that I'm going to try these skills that didn't allow me to do and put myself in a situation previously. So they use dating as a duty. Too many people
yeah.
just don't realize that, you know, you have to be able to classify where you are and what you're
right.
looking for. Lisa's saying that, you know, dating sometimes is done with technology. And if it's done with technology, we also have to take into consideration you are just only in the first tier of a
right.
relationship. In the first two tiers, I'm going to say two tiers, which is you initially meet a person. You might be attracted to that person, and you might have the curiosity to want to be with them, have an interest, infatuated. But the bottom line is, will your schedule allow you to do that? And if your schedule
right.
won't allow you to do it, I see as you type for a minister Denise Stephanie, one of the things she always says, don't tell me you're interested in me unless you
right.
are really ready to be consistent about showing your interest. See,
exactly.
you have to be able to communicate to those individuals. See, all relationships, you can put whatever you think could be first, a second, a third, or fourth, but communication going to have to be at the very top when you're talking
yes.
about dating. Because just as I just shared about duty dating, some people are just practicing dating skills, see,
right.
and They're trying to base whether they want to be with you on what we say chemistry. Do we connect?
Yeah.
Do we fit? Can we work in that manner? Lisa said something that was very important when she said that don't get into a situation when you're just not ready to be in a real serious part of dating and you playing games with individuals. Well, you probably need to allow those individuals to move on if you're not ready to move into the level of real dating. Don't, because you, I believe, and Lisa's going to jump in, that when God bless you with someone that you connect internally with, you'll know whether it's a connection that's right. But if you're going out not looking to work on those skills like communication, consistency, simply making sure you're able to be compromised, these things are so important. You have to have that already, the start of those seeds that being able to make sure you are able to work through that process. Can I do this? Am I capable of communicating effectively? Do I have the ability to be consistent? Do I have the ability to compromise? Because it's so important that you do that. Then you can say, do I have compassion? Because there's going to be some situations required. All of this is so important. So I'm using those seeds to kind of place us in an understanding that when we do meet someone, we have to make sure we are ready to develop a friendship first before we move to that romantic stage. People have to always just, so you have to walk up the tiers, and I call the tiers of relationship and dating to get where you need to be. But know what you're looking for. Is it the point of duty dating, or is it real dating, or is it possibly a courtship? What do you think about that courtship, Lisa?
Courtship. One thing I want to jump in, you got to be in a relationship with yourself before anything. If you don't love you and you don't like you and you're not settled with you, you're not going to be able to be in a relationship with somebody else. Okay, that's one thing, because you got to love yourself. And like who you are. And I believe life is a journey. I'm not perfect. I'm far from it. And I'm always working on myself. I'm always doing things. And I tell people that we should always be working on ourselves, because if we're not and we don't make changes and we don't see what changes we need to make, you know, then what? Then what's going to happen when we go into a relationship? Which leads me into my next thing. Boys and girls. Not all boys are bad, and not all girls are bad. And if there's one thing I don't like to hear about, is what your ex did. And then I can tell it, you know, and I'm hearing it, and I'm like, okay, your ex did this and that, and then you're directing your emotions and anger onto other people. What you could say is, I had this relationship, these things didn't work for me in it, and this is what I am looking for. But nobody really likes to hear bashing. I mean, I don't think all men are bad, I think all people are bad. I just think it wasn't a connection, or maybe I think in my situation, you know, I've been somewhat open. Not everyone knows I went through a breakup, but I think the relationship outgrew, and I think I went one way and he was going in a different direction, but I'm not going to get into that. But I think that can happen too. You can outgrow things, and one person's growing and maybe the other person's not. Maybe you find out you don't have things in common anymore. It's a whole slew of things, but don't assume. Be open. like when you meet someone, don't just assume, well, my ex did this. There's one thing a lot of women don't like to hear, and my friends have told me this, and I don't want to hear it either, honestly. My ex took all my money, and she drained me, and she did this and did that. Okay, well, I'm sorry that happened, but that doesn't mean, you know, I run 3 businesses. I have my own money, so I'm very well equipped to take care of myself. But that is a big turnoff, I think, to a lot of women. We're sorry these things happened to you, but there's no need to bring that up. All you need to say, things just didn't work out. Like I said, these are the reasons why, what I didn't like, what I did like. And I do think if you get involved in a relationship and you start to develop, at least once a week, sit and have a conversation. How are things going? Is it going in, you know, are you happy with this? Unhappy with that? You know, there's so many different ways to build healthy relationships, but, you know, I'm just making some general comments of things I've heard from friends or clients or just things I observe. It's really important not to take things out on other people that haven't done anything to you, you know, and you might be passing up a super great opportunity with someone. Am I right?
You're right. And let me just share this with you, Lisa. And you pointed out, and some people don't realize, if you are still healing from your previous relationship, it is not time to start dating.
Right.
It is not time to start to look for a future with someone when you're not healed. The thing she was sharing with us was, he took my money. She took my money. She did it on me. You haven't healed yet. And if you're not ready for that, as Minister Lee said, have in your mind whether you will be dating for a friendship or you're going to be intentionally dating. Hopefully it will lead to that commitment, because see, dating, when you get to the point where you feel that your inner self have connected with that person, you can start looking at that connection and to that level of commitment, and that's moving toward marriage. But if you're still holding on to what happened to you 15 years ago, if you're holding on to something that happened even in your childhood and you bring it up in your relationship, you haven't healed yet. You have to let that go, because it takes a whole different person to present themselves in a manner when they've been traumatized. When you've been traumatized, it is hard unless you're ready to heal from that. And too many people go out and start dating. And what this cell phone that Lisa have been showing you and I was showing you have allowed people, you know, we always said that the people behind the keyboard, see, the cell phone is a keyboard too. You don't know who you communicate with. They hadn't even healed. They might be out there playing what we would call a game. They want to do duty dating. And they want to send you some things, and you say, oh, this is great. This dude is off. This young lady is off the chain. But then when you do actually meet them, they hadn't quite healed. Self is important. We talk about the various things as characteristics, traits of a healthy relationship. Self-love. See, you have to love yourself first before you can love someone else. You have to self-motivate yourself before you can motivate someone else. You have to be self-aware of what's going on with you before you can give other folks advice about what's going on with them. These are the things we need to focus on, self. Once you work on self, I always been sharing on all of my shows, especially relationship. I talk about the last 10 years of my life, and I had went through quite a few challenges in some relationship. And in the process, I chose to seek counseling. And in that counseling, I still go after 7 years, and it's twice a month. You know, that opportunity I was given and blessed to go allowed me to truly be the best version of myself. I had to take time to find out self first. I could not do the things I was doing and be successful in what God has for me and have for me and bless me with today because of what I went through then. So I went through a healing process. And I walked out and said, after assessing myself, I am ready because I understand those experiences prepared me for what I'm being blessed with today. So the thing about it, make sure you take care of yourself. Don't go out there unintentionally deceiving people. That is what I said to do.
And something else, like my mom just sent me something. She wants me to read it in a minute. But something else, when you're in with therapy, guys, and I mean, I have somebody that I do talk, my functional doctor, Dr. Nick Kress, he's in Boca, he's amazing. He's helped me with my injuries, but he's become somebody that I confide in about, say, straight shooter. And I like straight shooters, and a lot of people don't. And if you don't want to hear it and you choose not to make these changes to better yourself, things are not going to change. They're not going to change. And we all have, I mean, me included, you know, people say, you're a therapist. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm still a human being, you know.
Yes.
And I go through things, too. And I think that if you're not willing to do the work, things don't change and you stay stuck. And I think the problem is so many people don't know how to get out of being unstuck. Does that make sense? They're so used to, they keep drawing in, and I'll give some therapy advice right now. Go back, and I'll write it. Go back through your life, people. Mm-hmm. I want you to make a list, and not in one day.
Come on now.
Make a list of everybody you've ever talked to, dated, whether it was a one-time meeting, your marriage, and write down things about them. You will find a trail.
Yeah.
You will find commonalities that you keep dating the same type of person. And until you make that change, you're going to keep dating. You're going to keep, you know, like people that are in abusive relationships, they keep going to that because that's all they know. One, two, it's safe for them. And three, they know it's not going to work out.
Exactly.
You know, people tend to keep going into things to protect themselves, with not even realizing that that's what they're doing. And I think that people don't know their worth. Know your worth, everybody, male and female. Know your worth. Know your value. Know what you bring to the table. And know confidently that you can be in, that you deserve to be in a healthy and a happy relationship, and don't settle. And my other advice, don't stay in something. Don't stay in something that you know is not good. Because it just keeps being more unhappy and more unhappy, and that can create depression and all sorts of other issues. But don't think that you need to stay in something because maybe you don't feel you're worthy enough of somebody else. And another thing, when you're done with someone, block them. There's nothing wrong with hitting the block button on the phone. You don't need negativity in your space, especially if someone's being disrespectful, if they're not being honest, because let's face it, most people are not honest nowadays. You know, they could have a girlfriend, a wife. I mean, we don't know. Background check people. And never, and I have to do this because my mom keeps texting me, never go to somebody's house alone and let people know where you're at. You can always share your location. Everybody should be safe when they're going places. And make sure you background check somebody. It's very easy to background check people nowadays.
Exactly.
And you know, just know just try to get to know the person. And if something, I always go with my gut, if something doesn't feel right, follow your intuition. You're not always wrong.
Come on now, Lisa. Lisa's had
there you go.
Have offered what we always say. And all the comments coming over the stream on Instagram as well as on Facebook. I'm gonna give a shout out to those individuals. But we always talk about when people show themselves, believe what you see. Don't come back and say, I'm gonna give someone the benefit of the doubt. First of all, Lisa brought up a very important point about when we're talking about individuals that you want to be around, they should be respectful. It should never hurt, humiliate you, or abuse you.
Put you down, abuse you, put you down, call you names.
And you should never let them do that. I understand that's a hard thing to say and have to deal with, but we have to realize, just like it was said earlier by Lisa, is that when the person not being honest and not being respectful and consistently lying to you, and they consistently lie to you, but they can't consistently show up when they're supposed to show up, that is, yes, intuition, but that's a red flag. And when you see that red flag, it says danger. And I remember Lost in Space long time ago when they get out in the robot, whatever, it came up and said, danger, danger. And that's where you are. And we have to keep it in mind. But we want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell, your telephone number, then ask you to give your name, if you feel comfortable, or your location, and then you can chat with Lisa Levine and Lorenza D. Smith about dating, socializing, and the communication challenges. We was also sharing with you about real dating, but several people have added to the line and joined us, and I want to give them a shout out to make sure I do that. I want to give a shout out to one of the co-hosts that join us from time to time on our sports talk show. That's Sarita Duncan. Sarita has, she's all of a semi-pro, or a pro professional basketball team, semi-pro, and it's called, they're working out of Montgomery, and they both male and female, and they're doing an awesome job. Sarita, thank you so much for joining us. Denise Stephanie, Minister Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California, Behind the Mask Ministry, and she has typed, commented, and I want to share just about everything she have here, because some of the things are so important we've been talking about. Are you dating for friendship purposes, or are you dating with intentional means?
Yeah,
what?
Exactly.
You know, you have to know that. You have to know what your intention and your intention. I'm not saying what the other person is. It's your intention. My intention is to get to know this person and maybe possibly, you know, move forward and move to the next stage. Now, I didn't say to the complete stage, because there are four stages. You have the initiative stage and the attraction. You have the curiosity stage, two, interest, infatuation, three, enlightenment, and becoming a couple. And it's the same thing as associate, you know, where you want to be acquainted. Friendship, that's important. She just said, are you dating for the purpose of friendship?
Yeah, what are you dating for?
You know, you have to know what you're dating for, because it's true what it said, date to marry, marry to date. There's a lot going between date and marriage now, and a lot going between marriage to date, too. So you have to make sure you understand where you are. Lisa gave an awesome opportunity for everybody, and I do this myself. Assess yourself. Go back and assess what you've been through. Sit down and create a pro and con of the thing that was successful in your relationship of the past, and the con, the things that were not successful. Look at them. And the ones you're looking at, you can practice on being better at all of them, because you have to know who you are and whom you are. And those things that you would encounter helps develop who you are, but also puts you in the position so you can find out our Lord and Savior, you know, whom you are. And that's what it's all about. So remember how we're going to work this out. Remember that we got to be able to be open with one another. Mm-hmm. Communication, open communication. Once you get to that stage where you're ready to be committed, engagement, when I say engaged, see, some people think, oh, no, engagement is that I'm committed to this relationship and we're going to engage one another. Mm-hmm. We're going to make sure we are able to work and communicate, put the work in. And once you get to that point, we're talking about you're way beyond duty dating, real dating, and of course, you're in a serious phase of your life and you really make some real serious decisions. And this is what we're talking about. We also want you to make sure you get your Cash App so you can register for the giveaways we have for tonight, or your PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. We have several books we're going to be raffling off tonight, so I want to make sure we do it, and we'll do it in the next 10 minutes. I know time goes so quickly around here, and it'll come at the end of the show, but I want to give a shout-out to those individuals joining us. We have Willie Townsend joining us. I mentioned Minister Denise already. Carol Davis I mentioned as well. Jacqueline Davis, and also on Lauren Forbes. Paul, is that Sessler? Okay, Paul. Then we have Jim Tomkowski. I'm going to get it right. I'm working. Let me see. BJ Jefferson also joined us. Then we mentioned everybody else. So thank you so much for joining us. We want to give you the shout out because you had to take time to hear what we're sharing with you. And you, I said, you can agree or disagree, but I see a lot of people saying true. You're right. Amen. And that's what it's all about, Lisa.
It's true. I think we should talk more about these things because I think it's a huge problem. And the other thing, if you're just looking to hook up, say that's what you want. Like, I was reading, like, the different types of dating, and there's, like, six different things on here, so I was kind of committed relationship, casual sex, situationship, mm-hmm. dating, ethical, non-monogamy, and I'm like, gosh, I'm gonna have to like read over some of these things. But the key is if you are looking to date and you're serious about it, then do it. But if you're not, because I think a lot of times people think they know, and they see things, and it's not really what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have people say to me, what do you think? They didn't call back. I'm like, they didn't call back, and I'm like, leave it alone. Like,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't let things like that. I don't know. They don't call back. They don't call back. What can you do about it? You can't dwell on it forward. And you know that person, maybe that was a blessing or a sign.
Oh, it is.
You know.
It is.
But I think there's just even people communicating in general.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They could be sitting in the same room, Dr. Lowe, and one's on one side of the couch, the other's on the other, and they're texting. Like, sit and have a conversation.
It's amazing how those things are happening today. You're giving good examples.
Yeah. I mean, and for me, I like sports. I go to any sporting event. Like, it's kind of interesting to me. Like, you know, I'm pretty like, yeah, you want to go here to eat? I don't really care where I eat as long as it's not Mexican or Chinese food or something. But I'm not, you know, I go out in a jeans and a tank. I mean, I think many of us have become more casual. Mm-hmm. Since COVID, you know, mm-hmm. we're not dressing up or, you know, just see what people like or where they like to go or what they like to do. Do they like, you know, especially here, you can do a lot of things outside. I think it's hard socially. It's harder down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people will tell you that. It's harder here because there's people in and out. It's like a revolving door.
Exactly.
And now you got, and the other thing is you got people coming down here that are so angry, and maybe they got divorced. Maybe, you know, I don't know, they were locked up, you know, confined during the pandemic. I don't know, but, you know, that's in the past. We have to work on healing from that. There's been pandemics before. There's been recessions. The markets crashed before, the housing market. I think people forget all these things have gone on.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And don't put that into, when you're meeting someone new, you know, don't put all these things, if you want to have conversations about it. The other thing that's not a good idea is politics.
Mm-hmm.
Getting into, you know, if I get, someone said to me, you got to be on the same page politically. And I said, I guess so. I don't know. I mean, I guess that's a huge issue nowadays. If you don't like Democrats or Republicans, or if you're a Republican and you like Trump, you know, and I don't like all that. Just because you don't like Joe Biden doesn't mean that you're in with Trump or whatever. I mean, respect one another's opinions, or don't get involved with someone that if they're not on the same page with you politically. That's like a huge thing now.
Exactly.
And it's kind of sad where we've gotten to, you know, just respect. That's what we want, respect.
Exactly. And that's the key to it, at least, is the respect for one another. And my opinion is just as important as your opinion. If that's my political belief, then if you're willing to communicate with me, we have to go through a process of compromise. I'm going to respect you for your choice. They also, besides being Republican or Democrat, you have independence. They could be either way. So whatever you choose to do, but if you get into a relationship, it was amazing. I was reading something about some lady, it was on one of those shows, and she got mad with a guy because he had on a hat that was different from the party she was in, and went over there and got up in the man's face. Why would you wear that hat? I think that has become a real challenge. You have to kind of leave that political part. That's why we don't talk a lot of politics on the various shows that we have here, because it creates such a challenge to be successful, because everybody entitled to their opinion, but you can't get mad with someone else because they don't agree with what your narrative is. And there's too many times there's a lot of people in whatever party you want to be want people to believe that's their narrative, and it should be your narrative. It should be your narrative because of the color of your skin. You know, all these kind of things like that. We're not going to even focus on that because, see, we want to bring an end to our show in a positive way. And I wanted to talk about something Lisa brought up was so important. She talks about we're in a period of inflation now. I want people to think about how is inflation affecting dating? Is it where the traditional dating guy would dress up in a suit or dress up in this and be ready to go out and you dress up, or we're to the point because of the pandemic and being in a situation where we're a little bit more comfortable, we're able to go and be comfortable unless we're going to some formal affair. That's something different.
Right.
But the rising costs have created problems with individuals because you have people out there cheap dating. Some people, you may say, what are you talking about? Some people cheat. I didn't say cheat. I said cheat. They want to be either Dutch, they want you to pay for it all the time, or they pay for it. They just, well, we're not going to out on the beach and pay, spend $100 now. We might go down to the 7-Eleven and spend $10. I'm just using some examples, and that was one of the things that were we also put in there about some of the challenges. Communicating. So you got to communicate where you are. If you're not financially positioned right now to be taking someone to Ruth Chris, then don't offer him because I have a story of a young man that was in college, and he saw a young lady he really was interested in, and he went and wanted to impress her, so he invited her to go to, you know, Ruth Chris. But when he got there, she, you brought me, you must have some money, so I'm going to order what, you know, I'm comfortable with. And he was just at the end of his seat because she ordered about $150, and he wasn't planning on spending $150. And I relate that to now where some of the things with inflation and rising costs have created to a point where we might not be asking people to go to those places now. Be somewhere right. You can both compromise on. The key to it is communicating.
Split it. I mean, there's nothing wrong. I mean, I have no issue doing that, honestly. I mean, I get situations people are in. I mean, they just opened some Chinese place restaurant here. This is no joke. $150 per person.
Okay.
No negotiating. I don't know how you want people to afford that. And a place like that won't stay. And it's not, you know what, guys, it's not really, does it really matter where you're eating as long as you're with good company and you're laughing
and, you have good conversation.
And enjoying yourself? I mean,
exactly.
Like I said, I'm into sports. I mean, I'll go to a sports bar. I don't care. As long as I'm with people or with a person that, you know, you're having a good time with. And I think we've forgotten about that. Does
exactly.
It matter if somebody spends $150 on a meal? Not really.
Nope, it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. You could go play tennis. You could go bowling. You could, you know, there's a million different ways. We should probably do another show on this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm getting a lot of good content here, but there's so many different ways of dating nowadays. But just be honest and just say, hey, look, because it's true. Some people are having to decide rent, traveling, rent, food, rent, do I send my kids to camp? You know, what are, you know, people are having to make huge decisions. So
exactly.
If you, you know, I mean, according to my dad, the man should always pay because my dad's a very old-fashioned person. But,
yeah,
you know, maybe he is right, you know. But you don't have to go to an overly expensive place, and just go somewhere where it's comfortable, not too loud. You can actually have a conversation. And there's so many things they're putting outside. I mean, it's not here now, but there's a lot of things you can do.
Exactly.
And, you know, don't judge people because you don't really know what their situation is. But then also, you know, just be aware. If a person is not working, guys, huge red flag. If a person is living at home with their parent or living off of their parent or not taking, you know, responsibility for things, those are red flags. I mean, if some people have to move home, they lost their job, like I understand it, but just be open and honest about it because if you're with the right person, you know what I mean? But
exactly.
Some people really don't work, Dr. Lowe, and they're not honest about it. And I know for myself, that is the number one. Have to have a job and you have to have your own place. I'm sorry, but you have to work. You have to work, and you cannot be living and having your mom pay your bills when you are 50 years old or 60 years old. And we can laugh.
Maybe about some people.
People, they, you know, be honest about it. I mean, you know, and a lot of us can see through it. You know, when my friends call me and I'm like, red flag. You know, I say red flag, and I'm like, that's not the right person for you.
Exactly.
You know, and some girls, they want to live off of a guy. That's not also the right decision to make either. You know, you don't want ladies, You need to have your own money, your own job, and empower yourself. Just, you know, we all have to be putting forth effort with things. And I think, as someone mentioned this to me today, become complacent. People just don't want to, they don't want to work, or they're just like, oh, you know, I wasn't working for this amount of time. And it doesn't even matter what kind of job you have, as long as you're, many of us, we're working 2 or 3 jobs, you know. We have to make it meet, but don't, you know, work ethic.
Yeah.
Like, you know, with living with your, living off your parent, or, you know, being honest, being trusting, building and trust, you know, it comes through action, to be honest. A person can talk a good game, but if they're not showing through their actions.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry.
Hey, it's all about being real. It's real talk. And I'll tell you, everything she had shared with me is something I have heard from many young ladies in regards to some of the young, some of the quarters for the gentlemen out here that are still living at home with mom. I know everybody have a situation, but that might not be the person you need to be with. Because if they're having some challenges, and it's best to let mom help them out best they can, that's something that could be a red flag for depending on who you are. And she's saying,
yeah,
that's a red flag. If you live at home with your mother, you don't have any transportation, don't have no job, you know, and it's just not going to work. And because you're living there, you don't have a job, you may drink more, you know, and smoke more, you smoke. And all of those things lead to things that is not a benefit for relationship, whether it's dating or truly when you're in a relationship looking for a commitment. Lisa, we're at the end of this show, and I have to give away these books. And we will be giving away.
We'll do part two.
Yeah, we're going to do part two, which will be next Wednesday is part two.
Okay.
We'll be coming back. We have quite a few other people join us as well. I'm going to say this is Helena. This is Helena. It is first. Yep.
Good company.
Lawrence
put a good quote up by Maya Angelou. Now I don't know where it went, but I want to.
Okay. Elle was saying how funny Lisa was, and talking about making sure that dude have a job. But it's all about being comfortable enough to share things on this show. And we thank you for taking time. But these are individuals who have had an opportunity by the pulling of their name to win one of the copies of books we have here. We have first, What Do You Love? A Clean Cut Version by Nicole S. Brown. And the winner of the first book is Keisha D. Williams, 1913. That's Keisha Williams, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Fraternity and Sorority Incorporated. Sorority, let me get it right. Also, we have Shamonte Williams as well. She is a copy of Education, What Happened to the Passion by Dr. Loretta D. Smith. We're raffling that one off, so we'll make sure we get her that copy. Also, Dr. Smith's second book is Don't Be Scared to Love, and that goes to Rolinda Brown. She have our cash at Roll Brown, and the last three numbers on there, it'd be 2018. And also, we're giving out another book by Nicole Brown. It goes to Chandra Blocker. Chandra Blocker, she won that book. We're going to mail the book to you. If you're on the show tonight, call in. And the last book that will be going out is to 2-3. He said T-O-O-3. Tyrone, 1914. His Venmo account, and he gets co-host book. Right here is Scarlet H. Black. Systemic Prejudice in the Little Red Schoolhouse by Scarlet H. Black. That book goes to him. So we'll make sure we get those books out.
and it's going to be an autographed copy for a couple of those individuals because I ordered them where they're autographed copies. Thank you so much for joining. It's been an awesome show. I'm telling you now, God has blessed us to come. But we're going to say part two coming on next Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We have a couple of shows that's going to be coming before then on tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We're going to jump back into what we was focusing on yesterday in regards to making sure that education don't leave our children behind. And it's entitled, Today's Education Has Lost Our Children, part two. And then on Monday night, we have a awesome guest coming in. That is Mr. William Scott. The show on Monday night is at 7:30, Talking Real to You, prime time. Mr. William Scott of TriStat Consulting Firm, he's going to come in and share some business as well as some thoughts in regards to government, because at one time he was a mayor, one of the youngest mayors in the country, serving over township. So we want to make sure we have him in. That's Monday night at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Talking Real to You, prime time. And on tomorrow at 1 o'clock, Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. And we're going to be talking about today's education has lost our children. And we hope you can join us. It was an awesome show, and some people typed it in. Great show. Thank each and every one of you all for taking time. We can count the number of individuals way before my hand, that Lisa hand, that played a part in being a part of this by committing, sharing their thoughts, and it's all about it. It's an interactive radio station through the internet. So thank you so much, and we personally feel in our heart we're number one. I have an awesome host over here, and Lisa Levine, she did an awesome job, and I really appreciate it. So Lisa, you need some parting words, thoughts, or something you want to leave with before we close out.
Parting words, let's see. Know your worth, know your value. Quote I love, it's the greatest relationship you will ever have is the one with yourself. You got to love you. Make sure you're going through a healing process. Give people a chance. And if you're not ready to be in this situation, just be open and honest about it. And it doesn't really matter what I tell my clients this. It doesn't matter what the reaction of the other person is. It always matters that you express your feelings and that you say how you feel, because your feelings matter and your feelings are never wrong. And just give people a chance and don't make assumptions that everyone's bad. And say what you mean, you know, say what you're looking for. And maybe you don't even know what you're looking for, and that's okay too. You know, be honest, you know, key, be honest. And what do I always say? Hashtag mindset and hashtag we got this. So,
thank you so much, Lisa. And
no, I love you, Dr. Lisa.
Love you as well. As I always say, I love all of you all because it's been awesome. Hashtag responsible. Hashtag make it do what it do. To give us a heart, because that's what it's all about. You have an awesome rest of the night, and we look for you to join us at 1 o'clock tomorrow at Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. And we're going to talk about how our children have been lost in this educational process. Today's education has lost our children, part two. And also, truly, as I close out, I always say this, and I say it truly from my heart, and I'm always excited about this because God has blessed me to be before you one more time. This is our 556th episode, published episode from 2017 to now. And we're going to continue to grind. We're going to continue giving back to our giveaways and making sure we give back to the community. Thank you again. And as I close out always, I said hashtag, keep on grinding, because you got to keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for understanding. And last but not least, I love you. Ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night, and we'll talk with you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Let's make it do what it do. Lisa, good night. Have an awesome rest of the night. Good night.